I'm humbled to be standing here, and there are many people I need to thank for getting me to where I am. I need to thank Justice Garmon, the Illinois Supreme Court, the Merit Selection Committee, for the confidence and trust they've placed in me with this appointment. I'm humbled by the selection, and I intend to do my very best to live up to the trust that they've placed in me. I need to thank my friends and family. First, my wife, Caroline. I simply would not be who I am or where I am without you, and I love you. To my boys, Wyatt, Jackson, and Atticus. You have given me the most practical experience in dispute resolution. I intend to use those experiences, but I am proud of each of you, and I'm proud to be your dad. To my parents, Ken and Kathy, thank you for the way you raised me and my siblings, Megan and David, on the same hog farm that my grandma Doris raised my dad on. A hog farm is a very good place to learn both humility and hard work. Grandma, your intellect and gracefulness has had a profound impact on me. To my friends and family of the U.S. Attorney's Office, the judges and employees of the federal courthouse, I have truly loved my time across the street with you. Without question, the best part of that job for the last 10 years has been the people I've worked with. I am proud to have become a part of your family. To the judges and employees of the Champaign County Courthouse, I have been overwhelmed by the warm welcome I have received as I've transitioned just across the street. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for welcoming me. I look forward to becoming a part of your family. I need to especially thank Judge Jones. I'm well aware of the large shoes that I'm stepping into. For the past 2 decades, you have well served the people of Champaign County. Litigants and lawyers have rightly come to expect that when they step into courtroom H, they will be heard, respected, and treated with dignity. I'm honored to follow in your footsteps, and I'll do everything in my power to continue to ensure that the parties entering courtroom H will be heard, respected, and treated fairly. Over the past few weeks, I've spent some time thinking about what makes a good judge. A judge like Judge Jones, or like my father-in-law, Judge Randy Benkin. Over the course of my career, I've had the good fortune of appearing in front of a number of good judges, wonderful judges. But like most lawyers, I've also had the opportunity to appear in front of some not so wonderful judges. So what's the difference? I've concluded a large part of the difference is humility. A good judge does not believe that he or she is the most important thing in the courtroom, but that the case before them is the most important thing. My first job after law school was to clerk for Judge Donald Storr in St. Louis. Judge Storr told me that we would often be working on multiple cases at one time, but that when we were in the courtroom, the most important case we worked on was the case before the court, because that was the case that was most important for the litigants before the court. For many litigants, it's their only opportunity to appear in court. They'll only ever have one case, and how they are treated on that one case will inform the way that they view the courts and the judicial system. With God's help, I intend to serve the judicial system as well as I can for the rest of my career and to ensure that the people are heard, respected, and treated with the dignity we all deserve. And I hope that in 20 years I will be able to pass on courtroom H in as good of a condition as I've found it in. So thank you all for coming. God bless you all.